Okay, well, hello everybody. We've got six students today with us. They are Year 8 students, and they have been trialing the flipped lessons that we've done so far. Mm-hmm. And so we are going to be asking them a few questions just to see what their thoughts are on the lessons that we've done so far.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you like to start?
Yes, so, ladies and gentlemen, how do you feel about the flipped lessons that we've done so far? So you've done two in your Spanish classes. What do you think about them?
Well, the flipped lessons are really fun, and they, like, you get to work with different people at your level.
Mm-hmm. I think it's good because you can work at your own pace, and people on your table are working at the same pace because they got the same amount of answers as well.
Mm-hmm. Also, as some lessons get boring, like and homework. Like if we get vocab every week, it gets boring. But if we have flipped lessons, it's more fun because we sit it around. So homework's at school and mm-hmm. normal work's at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you really like? You know, we've done two lessons only,
mm-hmm.
But what do you really like, you know, out of those two lessons? What is the best thing that's, what would you say?
Well, it's fun doing the activities of people that, like, can help you because they know the same as much as you, so
mm-hmm.
it's easy to...
Mm-hmm.
So working with other students, you know, at the
yeah.
same pace and same level, yeah?
Yeah.
I think the lessons are more fun because it's more relaxing than the normal lessons, and you don't have to work with people on a normal table. You get to work with other people in your class.
Mm-hmm. We also said that it's because the tasks we have are like kind of like set for our own ability because we get put in groups,
mm-hmm.
and we kind of have like with other people we can also help them because we're like in the same group, so we can help them, and if we need help we can ask for help.
So you can help other people.
Yeah, and they can help us.
And they can help you. Okay. Any other thoughts on what do you really like?
I mean, the homework's always set out good as well, because you can watch it and then it's like...
You can go back,
go back and
watch
yeah.
it again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so can anyone tell me what's homeworks have you had so far?
Mm.
Can you just give me an example of a piece of homework that you had to complete at home?
I had to go back like and learn the weeks and the
mm-hmm.
the months and years and stuff.
Okay, so you're talking about a video that you've watched, yeah?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the videos that Senorita McLaughlin and myself have created so far?
With the Grocery one, it was quite fun because it was entertaining as
okay.
well as educational.
And it was quite clear.
Yeah.
And you liked the message.
Understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Leah, you were saying?
It's funny.
It was, it was funny just seeing us.
With the wigs as well.
Okay.
Yeah, my wig didn't stay on, did it, Sam? It was a bit... Bit of a technical difficulty,
sense. Okay. Right, okay, let's move on then. Obviously, you know, we're just starting. This is the second lesson.
Yeah.
And I suppose that not everybody is positive. So is there anything at all that you don't like? And why don't you like it?
Just have it like once or twice a week. So it splits up. So not have like the normal lessons every day. Well, like whenever we have it. So have it like kind of set out in like a...
So, sorry, are you saying that you would like to have this done on a daily basis or not?
Like once a week.
Okay.
So what
are your thoughts on that? Would you like to have these on a sort of, you know, every single lesson, or are you perhaps happier to do one this week, another one next week?
Yeah.
What do you think, Izzy?
Well, I think like you should do one every like 2 weeks, so then
one every 2 weeks, okay.
So you get into like so you have normal lessons and then you have like a really fun lesson to like mix it all up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's cool.
Any other thoughts on that?
If you have them quite regularly,
yeah.
It might get a bit boring.
Yeah.
So
okay.
you want to make it interesting but not have them as much.
And what about the homework tasks compared to like your homework tasks you did before? How do you think is it easier to remember the Spanish from these new homework tasks, or did you prefer the other ones, or
kind of
no difference?
Prefer the new ones.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you
yeah,
like
yeah.
go back and
yeah.
take some more
yeah.
notes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So all of you prefer the new
yeah.
homework.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're speaking
yeah.
Spanish the whole
yeah.
time, so you've
yeah.
got to
yeah.
try and work
like,
out what's
yeah.
there.
Mm.
And you can
more
pause
challenge.
It to you can pause it to
yeah.
remember
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay. You've mentioned, Leah, that you are finding it a bit more challenging, and that's a good thing for you.
Yeah.
Is that
good.
Correct?
Okay.
Okay. That's good.
And what can we do then, as the teachers who sit and make these videos and make fools of ourselves? What other things can we do to improve those lessons? What things do you think we could do slightly differently?
Well, maybe add more some activities, more ones, what like more card ones, because with today we did. The writing task
mm-hmm.
with the reading, sorry, And it would be more fun if you did more card work.
Mm-hmm. So putting the sentences in order, like we did today, did you find that useful?
Yeah, because it told you where things, some things went.
Mm-hmm.
If you got them wrong, we learnt by our mistakes and got it right. And
yeah.
At first there was more like activities and games than like writing and stuff.
So how could we incorporate more games into these lessons? Because obviously there are several groups. How can we do that, and what type of games are you thinking about?
Let's plan our lessons here.
Maybe like a snap, maybe. Like, if we could have like half a sentence on one card, another half on another card, we could like put them together to see if it
matched them up.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're talking about games, what type of games are you talking about? Are you talking about using the interactive whiteboards, for example?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about just doing match-up cards and things like that? What type of games are you talking about?
The Simon Says games are good because they make you kind of remember them, because when you have fun, you remember
the actions.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Oh, I've got one.
Okay.
How do you feel with your confidence-wise with your Spanish and speaking Spanish in your lessons, having learnt it this way round compared to when we stood at the front for the first 10 minutes showing you something? Does that make any difference, or have you not noticed? Quite happy to speak Spanish now, have a little practice in lesson, or are you still like, oh, I don't like that?
Well, I like it when it's like in the flip lessons, because you get to do it like at your own pace, and like you can sort of like repeat it like loads and loads of times, whereas like if the teacher's talking, like you have to like remember it in your head. And I know you give us like activities and things to do in class, it's like it makes me remember more when we do it like in a fun way.
That's cool.
Let me put you this question. One of my students from your class said the other day that he prefers to learn in class because obviously he comes into the lesson, I do introduce the language, you listen, you repeat, we do some activities. He said to me that he prefers to do that in class because it is easier for him to remember that in the actual lesson. How do you feel about that? Because think about the following thing. We set the homework, let's say today, and then you do the homework today, okay? Then you are not going to be doing anything related to that until next week. Do you still remember what you learned 1 week ago?
Not really.
No?
But if you do it on the lesson we got it set, then yeah, because we know what we can
do. Last time we did groceries, didn't we, last week?
Yeah, we done it that day, when we got it. Yeah.
So if we learn about it, then do the homework. I prefer to do the homework, then learn about it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's interesting. Brilliant.
Okay, well.
Fantastico.
Brilliant. So thank you very much again for everything. We do appreciate your feedback, and hopefully we'll make the lessons as fun as we can for next time.
Adios,
chicos. Adios,
gracias. Adios.
Adios. Adios.